Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ms. Reddy, and you can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. I have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity. I also ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we will not hear any background noises as we speak. On tonight, we will be speaking about why, well, hold on, let me tell you some more things. We are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. The number is 310-982-4126. Okay. We will be talking on tonight about why do people run away when things get tough. When things get tough, people tend to run away instead of staying where they are. People tend to leave, hide, instead of facing the facts, instead of, you know, doing the things that they're supposed to do, and sitting still, you know, people tend to run away. And I don't feel like that's a good thing. But in particular times, people do tend to run because they feel as if nobody cares and nobody, you know, nobody wants to actually sit down and take time with them, you know. So people actually run away instead of and doing what they're supposed to do, you know, because they have no backbone and stuff like that. So on tonight, if I have any callers, I would like you all to speak on why do people tend to run away instead of sitting still when things go wrong. I have a caller at 7568. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello?
Mr.
Hart,
tonight.
All right, this is Mr.
Okay, hey, Mr.
Hart,
how are you?
All right. I'm just now calling in. I didn't quite hear what the topic was about tonight.
The topic is, why do people tend to run away when things get hectic, you know, things start changing in their lives, they tend to run away instead of staying. And sit still, you know, people tend to move around. You know, anytime trials and tribulations come up, people tend to stray away instead of saying, why do you feel like that goes on in this time?
I mean, to me, I feel like people that do that, you know, maybe they get fed up or stressed out to where they really just can't take no more, you know what I'm saying? They want to throw in the towel and give up, you know what I'm saying, instead of pressing forward.
You say what?
I said they tend to, you know what I'm saying, get throwing the towel because they get stressed out, you know what I'm saying, and get tired of things not going right, you know what I'm saying, and they just want to give up. So that's why they end up, like, sometimes just walking away from a situation just not knowing that, you know what I'm saying, the light might be bright on the other end of that road if you just keep walking down that road, you know what I'm saying?
You said light might be brighter on the road.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know what I'm saying, walking through life, it's a journey, you know what I'm saying? It's a road that you're walking down, you know what I'm saying? And when a storm comes, that, you know what I'm saying, people want to tend to try to jump off their road so they can jump on the shelter or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Not just standing there to see how long that storm might just last, you know what I'm saying? That storm might just be there for a quick second. You know what I'm saying? But people never want to find out. You know what I'm saying? They want to jump off road and go the opposite direction, go back the same direction they just came from, you know what I'm saying, instead of trying to walk forward and go forward, you know what I'm saying, to see, okay, what's down this road? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm going down this road for a reason, so let me keep walking down this road to see what's down here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, like, if you're on a journey and you feel like something is leading you the wrong way, why stop? You know what I'm saying? Why not battle it out and just go ahead and go straight forward, you know, and see what, you know, see what is in plan for you, you know what I'm saying? See what's ahead of you. Why stop right then and just move, you know what I'm saying? Just quit. Why quit and just run, you know what I'm saying? Why not stand still? Why not, you know what I'm saying? Because like you just said, it may just last for just right then, you know what I'm saying? But if everybody has ran away from everything before they take the time to just actually sit down and see what's in store for them, because sometimes God sends you through things. Sometimes God sends you through things in order for things to happen. You know, it's called trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? You go through trials. He may try you at that point, you know what I'm saying? And then something good is going to happen directly after that. But sometimes you'll miss your blessing once you get up and you move around instead of sitting still. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Have you ever encountered a situation to where things are going so bad, you know what I'm saying, or so good, you know what I'm saying, then all of a sudden everything just comes to a halt? You're wondering, like, you know, like, God, I know you have run, you know, they say God will never take you through no more than what he knows that you can bear, you know what I'm saying, because you are his child, you know what I'm saying, everybody is his children. So with that being said, if you always run away from things, how do you know that, you know what I'm saying, your blessing is not going to come, you know what I'm saying? Like they say, in the Bible, it say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff there with me, they're there to comfort me. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, during times of trial, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, how can I put it? Sometimes people run because of people judging them and stuff like that. Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
And but when it comes to people judging them, you know, the Bible clearly states that people aren't supposed to judge nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, what is your
And that's what's wrong with the world, you know what I'm saying? That's what causes a lot of problems in this world right now, you know what I'm saying? Because people are too busy worried about judging this person, you know what I'm saying? When, you know what I'm saying, they backyard ain't too clean itself, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, basically, you know what I'm saying? It's like how they used to say a person throw rocks, you know what I'm saying? You living in a glass house, you know what I'm saying? How you going to do that, you know what I'm saying? You going to break every window in your house, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And but you know how we always say, you know how in the Bible we as people always say that God tells you not to judge people, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I was reading this passage, it says some people say, I'll just respond by singling out the verse, judge not that ye be not judged. That's Matthew 7:1, and it's like, it is true that there are certain forms of judgment that we are not meant to make. The above verse is referring to one of these forms. However, there are instances where the Bible says that we need to judge. We need to read other verses and not only the one above. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, most people feel like they'll throw that verse out and say, judge not that ye not be judged. You know what I'm saying? But the correction is not judgment, as the Bible says that we should correct, rebuke, and be bold to those who are sinning. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a person is sinning, you know what I'm saying, it is to be done in an act of caring for them when you judge them, you know what I'm saying, in the hope that they will believe that the way we could contribute to the saving of their soul. And if we don't, we could be responsible for suppressing the truth, which could mean eternal death instead of eternal life for that person. You know what I'm saying? And that's like in James 5:20, say, let him know that he which convert the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. You know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, some people say don't judge people, but at the same time, I feel like if you don't judge a person, like if you don't see the person, or if you don't see the person that what they're doing is wrong, you know what I'm saying? Or if you allow a person to do something that you feel like is wrong, then at the end of the day, I feel like God is gonna hold you accountable for not coming in and telling them, you know, sharing with them the knowledge that you do know about a situation. And you know what I'm saying? And then if you allow them to go into that situation, I feel like you're gonna be judged by God according to you not even just paying attention and being the person that God gave you a gift to tell them. You know what I'm saying? God provided you with knowledge to tell them and to share with them. And then if they don't know about the knowledge that you share, if you don't share it with them, then how to get it? You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
So what do you have to say about that?
I mean, you basically said a mouthful. I mean, I ain't got nothing to say on that one.
Okay, if a person is telling you something constantly to help you, say for instance, if a person withholds information, like you were talking about people saying different things, like if a person withholds information, you know what I'm saying, from you, then like you say, some people feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're not supposed to throw stones at that person, you know what I'm saying? Because you live in a glass house yourself, you know what I'm saying? But if nobody ever says anything, you know what I'm saying? People run, that's why I'm saying, that's why people run away from things. People are not sitting still and not listening, you know what I'm saying? Not listening to what a person is trying to tell them.
Right.
Have you ever ran into a situation where people are like that?
Yeah, I've ran into situations like that before.
Okay, and what did you do in that situation?
Like, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I pray about the situation, you know what I'm saying? I ask for God to give me understanding of the situation that I'm going through.
Okay. And did you feel better after praying?
Yeah. But then, like, okay. Sometimes I made decisions without praying, and that's when I end up going wrong a lot of times, too.
Okay, and at that time, what happened?
Basically, you know what I'm saying, like, things didn't go the way I was expecting them to go. You know what I'm saying, like, my whole plan ended up falling apart, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't put God in first at what I was about to do, you know what I'm saying. I didn't ask him whether it's the right decision that I was making or not, you know what I'm saying. I just made the decision on my own.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, but like I was saying, you know what I'm saying? That's when the situation just fell apart, you know what I'm saying? Because I was trying to do it on my own and not let God do it, you know what I'm saying? And every time you try to do things on your own, you know what I'm saying? Things go the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? Things go fall apart, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to put God in first in everything that you do, you know what I'm saying, in order for things to run smoothly.
Yeah, you do supposed to put God in everything you do. You're supposed to put it first in everything that you do. I do believe in that, and I do believe that you're supposed to make sure that everything goes. And also, I had some other things that I wanted to share with you all. I have some things I want to share with you all. As far as when we're talking about, like, when people run away from things, like, why do you feel like people wait from things instead of just sitting still solely? Like, whenever, like, even in relationships and stuff like that, people, if something goes wrong
because
in a relationship,
Because people are scared of change, because, you know what I'm saying, I mean, sometimes people, look at things for what it's not worth. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they look at things for more than what it's worth. You know what I'm saying? But people learn from them type of situations because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times they, you know what I'm saying, scared of change. You know what I'm saying? Change to a lot of people fighting them. You know what I'm saying? It leads them to run away. You know what I'm saying? Run away from the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not used to this. You know what I'm saying? But basically, you know what I'm saying, that's when your animal instinct is supposed to kick in and you're supposed to adapt to your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes change might be for the best. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes change might be for the worst. You know what I'm saying? But who's to say, you know what I'm saying, change ain't good? Who's to say change ain't good? I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's how I view that situation anyway.
You said, I agree with you on that. You said that, that sometimes people are afraid of change. People are afraid of change a lot of times, but I mean, people have to learn to respect the fact that, things, the world is changing out here regardless whether you like it or not. You know, the world is going to change. You know, and people change. In relationships, things don't go right all the time. And you have to learn that everything will be okay. You have to just pray and take it one day at a time and move forward with life. What do you... What happened to Jada Mae? She didn't want to say anything because I know me and her spoke in reference to.
Hold on just a minute, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Jada Mae.
I was what you think.
I'm Mario. Damn, I'm going to use the bathroom. I'm going to use the bathroom.
Okay. I have a couple of callers.
I don't know what happened to Miss Jada Mae. I guess she done lost signal.
Okay.
But they just goes back to what, you know what I'm saying, I was saying, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are scared of change, you know what I'm saying? They think, you know what I'm saying, just because they going through something, you know what I'm saying, they should run. You know what I'm saying? Don't run, you know what I'm saying, when you make your bed, you know what I'm saying? Whether you done made your bed hard or soft, you know what I'm saying, you still got to lay in that bed at the end of the day.
Yeah, you do. You still have to lay in that bed that you made no matter what. Each and every individual situation, no matter what it is, I mean, a lot of stuff break up for not for taking the time to see that everybody is different. Nobody, no two are the same. God created all of us different. And with that being said, you have to learn to respect each another's minds and situations, you know what I'm saying? And learn to deal with each and every aspect of. You know, maybe get mad about something that you're doing as far as the way you walk, the way you handle things. Like, you know, just as far as governing, like, you know what I'm saying, like governing your children or governing your household, you know what I'm saying, the way you talk to other people, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes people get upset when you talk to other people a certain kind of way, but I feel like sometimes it's not their business to get upset, you know what I'm saying. It's not their place, you know what I'm saying, but sometimes people still get upset about that, and that's how your whole relationship to break up, too. What do you think about that?
I feel like that's true, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, people let things that's not, you know what I'm saying, having nothing to deal with them affect them, you know what I'm saying? In their relationships, you know what I'm saying? But they just go from being, you know what I'm saying? My granny always said, a nosy person kills their own self, you know what I mean? Mysterious, what they used to say, a mysterious cat can kill itself as well.
You say what?
I said a nosy person always kills themselves.
You say what? I'm sorry, you said people kill themselves?
Yeah, a nosy person, they always, you know what I'm saying? a lot of times when a person knows it, you know what I'm saying, they might find out something they don't want to find out.
You say sometimes people get too nosy with mess up a relationship?
Yeah,
they can. You are right about that. Sometimes being nosy will mess up a relationship. I cannot say anything about that because, I mean, like say you go look for things, sometimes it'll be right in your face. But at that point when it's put in your face, or looking for something and it's put in your face, what do you do? Like, what do you do if you find something?
If you find something, that means, you know what I'm saying, you probably need to leave that situation alone because maybe what you found, you know what I'm saying, was meant for you to find so that you can know that person wasn't the one for you anyway.
Okay, hold on. That's what I'm saying. That's a part of running away. You're running away at that point. What if you're going through something and find something that person wasn't mean for you to find here? Maybe something people's cell phones, stuff like that, and you might see something that you wouldn't need to see. I mean, it might hurt your feelings, but at that point, you're supposed to be I have a call at 3657. How are you on Friday?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Okay, can you introduce me? I'm fine.
Oh, this is Peaches.
Can you? Okay, hey, Peaches. We're talking about people running away with trials and tribulations in relationships, friendships, and things of that nature. People just, you know, expunge themselves from the situations instead of working things out, you know? And we have a online, his name is Mister, and he was saying that he feels like when people go, like people being nosy, you know, find things and then it breaks up, you know. And I was telling him, like, if a person's being nosy and they come up on something, like, why is it so hard then for you to accept what you found? Because you were looking for it, you found it, and just, you know, accept it for what it is and, you know, move forward. Like, talk about it. Don't just break up the whole relationship because you found something. What is your outlook on that? What is your input on that?
Yeah, I feel like if you go looking for something, you go look, like, it's like trouble. You go looking for it, you'll find it. And, you know, so you went looking for that. If he's being respectful, not putting it in your face, I mean, it don't mean, I mean, it's not good to cheat or whatever in a relationship, no way. But if it's something that he's hiding from you and you go in and find it, then you went looking for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if you went looking for it, this is my thing. If you went looking for it, my thing is if you find something that you were looking for, well, you wasn't really looking for it. Say, for instance, if you go inside somebody's phone or something and you see an ex-boyfriend number or an ex-girlfriend picture or something like that, you know what I'm saying? You get upset. You mm-hmm. made yourself upset. Right?
Yeah.
And, like, how do you handle that? How do you handle that at that point? Like, what would you do?
If I love that person, I feel like the good outweigh the bad, then I'm going to try to work it out. We're going to talk about this and see if it's something that we could and try to work it out like that before I just up and let you go. It got to be some, you know, but it got to be somebody that I care about, you know, I really care about, something like that, you know, not just a, but like you say, in a relationship. Well, as a relationship, we had a relationship, you know, we loved each other, yeah. I try to work it out if it's possible.
True on that, and I agree with you on that, but at that point, would you run away from the person, or like how would you, like what would you do, like would you, like would you run away or what would you do?
Now, I'm gonna be mad at first. I'm sure I'm gonna be upset, but I'm gonna confront them. I guess I'm gonna have to confront them in order to even talk about it. I gotta come to you with it.
Okay, you said that you're gonna confront that person, and what if they are and upset and they tell you, I didn't tell you to go through my stuff, like you disrespected them at that point. What are you gonna say to them? Like share with me exactly how you would handle it all the way through.
See, first of all, I mean, I'm not gonna go through your phone because I don't want you going through mine. You know, not that I have nothing to hide, but I won't do that. I'm not gonna bother your phone first of all. But if something like, for instance, not no hearsay because I don't want to hear nothing. You can't come to me and tell me, well, he doing this, he doing that. If I don't see it, I don't want to hear about it. But I mean, I really can't explain it, but I feel like if I was to, something would come in my face or I happen to see you somewhere with somebody or something like that, then I'm going to confront you. And if we love each other, then I don't feel like you're going to be upset with me about confronting you. You're going to try to let me know what it is, because it might not be what it seems. And then if it is, you're going to let me know, and then I'm going to have to, I don't know. I really don't know. Because, I try to work it out. And we get if we got an understanding, try to work through it. If we can work it out. But I'm not just going to up and leave or just run away from it. No, not at first, no. I'm going to try to work it out.
Okay. Okay. You said you're not gonna actually go and look for things in the first place.
Uh-uh.
So you're not a nose person. Mister, are you still here with us online? I think Mister hung up. Okay. So with that being said, I'm not a nosy person either, but if I do be nosy and I tend to look, then I feel like that person should. I apologize for looking, but if I found something, I will put it on the. And I feel like at that point, I will go from there by talking to that person and sharing with that person my feelings and trying to share with them their feelings and see what's going to happen next. Have you ever encountered a situation to where let's talk about trials and tribulations. Like, have you ever been in any kind of situation to where you're going through something with somebody, and then getting real, real hard, and it's to where you feel like you can't even understand what's going on, something happens, and then something like a blessing or something come in. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever encountered a situation like that?
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm not understanding what you're saying. Okay, like if I'm, we going through something right now. So if we on a down thing, we not doing good or something like that.
A lot of people go through things because of money and things of that nature. They go through things because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Financial trouble, like struggles. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe no food in the house. Arguments, you know, heated conversations about, you know what I'm saying, different things of that nature. Like, on tonight, what I'm saying, I want people that's listening to be able to understand, like, that there is other people that go through that. Like, share with me some things that you would tell a person if they're going through that right now. Like, how would you help them going through a situation like that?
Well, for us, like, something like that, I mean, a lot of people probably don't, are they pride getting in the way? But it's for one, it's resources that'll help you when you out, like, you know, when you down. It's things like, even like for us paying your bills or something like that, it's different type of resources. I mean, it's not, everybody not going to just know how to find it. I'm not sure myself, but, you know, I know a few friends I can call, like, for instance, like, if I can't pay my light bill this month or something, it's certain places you could call, and, you know, you might not get it with that first one, but it's, you know, different places you could call and they can help you. Or there's some people even help you with food. And you have to pray. You got to put God in it. If you ain't got God in it, it's not going to work anyway. You know what I'm saying? You have to put God in it. Because he's going to make a way out of no way. You know, whether you, I mean, you might not, at first it seemed hard. Just like, for instance, somebody lose their job and you feel like it's the end of the world. No, it's not. That God might have something better for you. That's why you lost that job. And you wasn't going to quit because you was too comfortable with this job. Because, you know, I got to pay my bills. I got to do this. I got to feed my family. But he could have something way better than that for you. But you wouldn't, in order, I mean, you're not going to quit. So he had to, you know, he made it to where they let you go. You know what I'm saying? And then that blessing come, might not come when you want right then. But then, like you said, a blessing come, and then there it is. And then, you know, first thing you do, you thank God. And you have to realize, I mean, it's a lot of things. But then another thing, like I was saying, it's resources out there, you know, that can help you for bills, even food, and different stuff like that. Well, little stuff that I know. But the main thing, like I say, is God. You gotta have God in it. And I'm not saying I'm holy than now or nothing like that, but I know for a fact without him, it ain't no way. I know it's a God.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Blossom. Yeah, I apologize. My phone had went out at some point. I missed what you were saying. My phone had went out. You said I missed the last part of what you were saying.
I was saying that I know myself. I know without God, it's not gonna work no way. But I'm not saying that I'm just holding it down, nothing like that. But I know it's a God, and without him, it's not gonna work no way. You gotta have him.
You're right about that. I truly believe in God, and I know that if you don't have God inside anything, like, it's not gonna work, period. So I mean, there's no use to even start nothing if, you know what I'm saying, if you're not gonna put him in it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you on that. That's good that you shared that. I wanted to share something with you all on tonight. When we were talking about how people, what was it? It was something that I had wrote down. I had jotted it down. When we were talking about how people say that you're not supposed to judge people. And it was saying that if it's for the good of a person, then you are, like some people say that you're not supposed to judge a person, you know what I'm saying? Judge not, that ye be not judged in Matthew 7:1 in the Bible. When people say that, and everybody just stops right there at that point, and they go no further in the Bible, period, you know what I'm saying? And that's when we throw that out there when we're doing something. I feel like a person is doing something. When a person is doing something, they throw it out there, you know what I'm saying, and try to make everybody else feel like, okay, well, no, I'm not gonna judge this person. I'm not gonna say nothing else, you know what I'm saying? Because like, we don't have a heaven or a hell to put nobody in, and at the end of the day, you know, God is the ultimate judge, and we all know that, you know what I'm saying? And dealing with friendships and relationships and stuff like that, it's very iffy on trying to speak to people, period, trying to tell people what to and don't do, you know what I'm saying, and helping each other, you know what I'm saying, like when you go through situations, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people scared to talk out on it, you know what I'm saying, but like it says in the Bible, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't say don't judge people, period, you know what I'm saying, if you keep reading inside your Bible, you know what I'm saying, and you cover other verses, you know what I'm saying, correction is not judgment, as the Bible says, that we should correct, rebuke, and be bold to those who are sinning. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to tell a person, hey, you've done this, and I mean, you know what I'm saying, I feel like that this is supposed to be going on, and as long as you're not leading, straying away from the truth of what the Bible is teaching, then you're not actually being judgmental. You're actually saving a soul at that point. You're actually critiquing them, and you may actually help them at that point. And, I mean, if you don't do that, I feel like you're going to be held accountable, because in the Bible it tells you, James 5:10, it says, let him know that which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. And where the Bible says, do not judge, it could therefore mean judging whether someone is born again or not born again. Hold on just a second. It could be where person is born again, and it say, this is because in doubtful cases, only God can be the judge of this. The form of judgment that this verse says not to do can also be referring to a form of judgment that a person makes when they despise the sinner, while at the same time believing that they are worthy themselves. And it's like we should only correct in a humble way, out of act of love. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're critiquing a person or telling a person not to do something, or when you're trying to correct the person's behavior, you're not doing it. You have to stop and think. You're not correcting them because you feel like you're holding it in denial. You know what I'm saying? You're correcting them out of the act of love. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like separating the person. You know what I'm saying? You have to be humble when you have to be very humble when you're critiquing a person and when you're telling the person something, so that they won't feel like you're being judgmental. And if they do feel like you're being judgmental, I feel like you're supposed to tell them out of the love that you do have for them, because God is love, first of all. Out of love, you're telling them the right way to go. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't tell them, you're sparing, you're missing your blessing as well. Do you agree or disagree? Caller, do you agree or disagree?
I miss See, most just, of it, but I agree with the last part. I just came back on the phone.
Okay, you say you miss most of what I was saying is basically when you're telling a person something, like say for instance if somebody doing something wrong, or if y'all having a heated discussion or having an argument in a relationship or a friendship, and you're critiquing a person, the person said, don't be so judgmental, you can't judge me because your house ain't clean either. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're judging a person, you're not being, as long as you're not being acting like you're holier than thou, as long as you're actually doing it in the right way, you know what I'm saying, you're not being judgmental. You're actually doing it for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You're not, as long as you're doing it out of love, out of the act of love, like it says in the Bible, then you're not being so judgmental. You know what I'm saying? In Romans 10:6, but the righteous which is of faith speaketh on the wise, faith not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that is to bring Christ down from above. And, you know, it speaks about how Christ comes from up above, and how how God actually spares him. You know what I'm saying? Like eternal separation. You know what I'm saying? Eternal separation from doing wrong. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I agree. I'm not doing it to make you feel bad or feel down or nothing like that. It's like you say, it's for the good, for something good, you know. Or maybe open your eyes to something. If I might see something that you don't see, or something like that.
Okay, I'm listening to you. What did you say?
I said, I agree. I said it's maybe something you might see something that I don't see, you know, maybe open my eyes up or something. You're not trying to say it to make me feel bad or talk about me or nothing like that. It's just something that you see that I don't see. And if you make, you know, you can make me aware of something. And it's, you know, I can accept that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't feel like it's being not just judging me. You helping me to see something that I don't see.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Because, if you're doing it out of caring and love and you're actually trying to actually help the person out, you know, you're not hurting anything at all. And if you don't actually do that, if you don't actually put your two cents in, you may actually miss your own blessing from God, because God sends things that, you know, things happen. He sends people to people to help them out. And if you don't help, if you don't provide the service he gave to you and he knows that he has instilled in you, then I feel like you will be held accountable in his eyes for what you've done wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If it's something that I can help with, then, or something that you can help me with, far as seeing something that I'm not seeing, and then you don't do it, then I feel like I don't feel like that's right. You know, you kind of get what I'm saying?
You say what? I'm sorry.
I say it's like, say for instance, it's something, you might see something, and I might not see this, and then you don't say nothing about it. And, you know, to where, like you say, God put people there for a reason. That might be your reason for being there, to help me be aware of this. And you don't say nothing, then I feel like that's not right. I don't feel like that's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't say nothing to help, that's what I was saying. Like, you will be held accountable. If God sent you there to if God actually sent you there to do something, you know what I'm saying, he sent you there to do, you are going to be held accountable at that point. It tells you right in the Bible. That's what I just got to read. It tells you in the Bible that if you do not, if you withhold something that he is building you that you could have shared with that person, you will be held accountable for that. So you're not judging the person, you're asking the person, you're doing it wholeheartedly, you're doing it out of acts of love, you're doing it because he sent you there and he put you in that situation so that you could tell that person the right from the wrong. Nine times out of ten, you done already went through something that they're going through, and if you don't share that with them at that point, then you will be held accountable for it.
Okay.
It tells you in the Bible. That's why I tell you to actually pick up your Bible and actually read your Bible, and don't just stop at one point, because, like, most people take their Bible and they break it down for their own advantage, you know what I'm saying? And they utilize it as a weapon against other people. And the Bible is not supposed to be used as a weapon to fight battles, you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to battle over the Bible. You're not supposed to battle over love. And when you love somebody, you're not supposed to fight with them. You're not supposed to, you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to argue with them a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do argue with them, you argue with them out of the act of love. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to care for them. That's the same way you discipline your children. Like I say, for the wife, for the child. You know what I'm saying? You're acting out of a act of love. You're not actually hurting anybody, if you're not harming anybody or hurting anybody by doing so, then what, you know what I'm saying, why not go ahead and spread what you know? Why not spread knowledge? That's why God gave it to you. Do you agree with this?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah. Fully.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Well, we have about 15 more minutes on the show. Do you have anything, do any other callers have anything that y'all would like to share in reference to anything on tonight about what we talked to? I see we have a couple of listeners on. They're not saying. Well, Peaches, I guess you're the only person that's going to actually talk and say something. Mr. Still, I guess, online. He's not saying nothing. And I have a caller at 3589. Are you going to say anything? Introduce yourself, please. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Hello. 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 Your phone must be messed up because I can't hear nothing. Hello?
Hello? I apologize, Black Talk listeners. My phone disconnected as we were speaking a while ago. I don't know if I still have callers on live or not. I think all the callers have left. I appreciate you all for calling on tonight. And I want all you all to just to remember to call in next week at 310-982-4126. Well, we'll be on live, and I will give y'all the topic before time. If by looking at, y'all can Google us or look at www.blogtalkradio.com/screeningsplace. You can always go back and listen to any of our shows. You can also visit our Facebook page. It's Street Talk. You can also go on iTunes. We're on iTunes as well. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. I'm going to end the show early on tonight. Thank you all for calling, and thank you all for listening as well. Always remember, put God first in anything that you do. Thanks.